Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Our topic of today is, does a relationship change your social media life?
I feel like we've touched on this one before.
We have, but we derailed, so we're coming back.
As one does.
Yeah. We'll probably derail again, but...
No, definitely. Does it change it? Yeah.
Are you more careful with what you post when you're in a relationship? Let me put it like that.
I think, yeah. Just by default.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like you should have had me on social media for a while for you to then suss out if I'm the one for you, because...
See, nowadays, I don't like having anyone I'm talking to. Well, I don't have a
boyfriend. You don't?
On socials.
You don't? What, you just keep them an iMessage?
Ideally, yeah. I still ask for Snap and Insta, but...
You block them from seeing it?
There was a brother I had on Snap, Instagram, Twitter, all the socials. The only thing that was missing was TikTok, but I don't think it was out by then.
Wow. I don't know. I feel like that's far.
Nah, I feel a bit... I feel away when he was all retweeting certain tweets. I said, is that how you feel, yeah?
Exactly.
Is that how you actually feel?
See, that's the thing. I can post something because I find it funny, but it's not ideally who I am. So if you come and now see my flipping... tweets or things that I've reposted from other people on social media, and you take it to heart and be like, oh my god,
no,
this
you
is the
actually
type of
think
girl
I'm a different person.
Is.
You'd really think I'm
you
a different
would
person.
Really think I'm number one, because baby, listen, when I post things on social media, it's more of I understand that person's point of view. I am always the point of view
it's
person.
It's just funny.
Yeah, but I'm also the point of view person. Like when I post certain things and
POV.
Then people are like yeah, point of view, isn't it? When I post certain things and then people are just like, oh my God, I can't believe you posted that. Or people remind me who my mother is. I'm there thinking, I'll delete you. I will actually delete you.
Why does my mom need to be a part of this?
Be like, are you supposed to be posting that? Don't you know who your mom is?
I've never met her. No, I've never met her.
Oh, you know what? When I get those messages, I don't even reply. I just block.
No, I've never met my mom. Now what? I can post it. Because what kind of stupid question is that?
I'm there like, I'm going out with my... You know, we're derailing. I can't do this right.
No, continue.
No. See, my thing is, yeah, when I'm talking to someone, my whole thing is you need to understand who I am off social media. Because who I am off social media, because of Pillow Talks as well, I post a lot of things that are of different opinions. Like someone might be feeling a way, so I post it. But if I have an argument with you and then I come and now post what the person has said and you think I'm attacking you, that's your issue, because you need to understand I actually run 4 different Instagram accounts. If you're upset about what I post, I'm so sorry, I don't know what to do for you.
Okay, but then,
and your mates, because you see them boys. Oh, your girl posted
Why
this.
Do you lot have your boyfriend's friends on socials? I even find it weird for my friends to have my man on socials.
The thing
I want to say weird? I think it's not necessary until we're married.
No, I don't think it's necessary unless you guys like each other.
Actually, let's unpack
Cause
this.
Because the thing is, even
why would
with
they
my
be a problem?
Ex... Even with my ex, I had his friends on social media.
Yeah.
The only reason why I had them on social media is we hang out.
Mm-mm.
So by us hanging out, we got to know each other.
Mm-mm.
And it came from his friends are my friends. So it's like, if I post something, his friend's going to be like, lol, that's funny, blah, blah, blah. It was never a that thing. But if it's a boyfriend that I've never met, that I've never been introduced to, that I've never... no conversation, no nothing. Trust and believe, I'm not following him for no one.
I think it would be a bit... You know what? It would just be awkward.
It would be weird. I'd rather he leaves his page on public so I can come and see then and that. Be like, this is who you are and this is what my friend
likes.
Okay,
but...
Huh?
Oh, wow. Wow. But what about... Because you said, going back to what you said, what I post on socials and who I am in real life can be two different personalities. What if your partner is now posting all sorts of madness, as in, I don't even know what example to give. What madness can you post on Instagram?
Nudes? I don't know.
He maybe is portraying a certain image that he's single and he doesn't have a partner on socials, okay, for no reason. It's not because of his job or anything like that. That's just who he chooses to be.
Let me tell you something, guys. I don't know. Maybe because I've been single for a while. We're all single until we're married. Can we learn that? No one owns anyone, boyfriend or girlfriend. No one actually owns anyone. So the only thing
that...
You can't
act like you're single.
Let me tell you something, sister, friend, honey, bunny, lover. Listen. Yeah. The only thing you can actually do is hope for someone that's going to be loyal. You can't force someone to be loyal in this life. Mm. In this generation, you cannot force a man to be loyal. Mm. It's not going to happen for you. It's definitely not going to happen for him. Because nowadays, listen, yeah, you can be there. You can be in a lovely relationship. Next thing you know, the brother is saying, I found someone better. You're not for me.
The grass is greener on the other side.
The grass is greener on the other side. And then what am I going to do? Going to start crying because Jeffrey left me.
You can cry.
I'm not allowed to cry, though.
Why not?
I don't put myself in that situation.
Uh-uh. But if he just wakes up one day, everything was lovely yesterday, and now this morning...
Learn how to appreciate people and their time. Yeah. The person that he was yesterday is not going to be the same person he is today.
That's a quick switch.
It is a quick switch, bruh. I'm bipolar, so...
Boy, that's a quick switch.
Know about it. Listen, I can be lovey-dovey 1 minute, and then the next I'm not. But it has a lot to do with the person's attitude as well.
Mm.
So if your attitude towards me is stinking, we are both going to have stinking attitude towards each other. Meaning, by the end of the day, I'm going to be like, you know what, honey? It was a nice run. Thank you for your time. I will appreciate the person's time. Always appreciate the person's time. And then let them go. Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you for your services. Who was it? No, basketball wife.
Is that not her name, Shoni?
No, that's not her name. It starts with an S, though.
That's
annoying.
What's her name?
Jackie's friend, bruv. I don't... O'Neal something. That's
Shaquille O'Neal. That's...
Bruv.
The ex-husband.
Yeah. Thank you for your services.
I'm sorry. It's gonna bother me.
I just feel like, yeah, when it comes to social media and having relationships on social media, I feel like a lot of people are quick to be like, I'm not single anymore. And they don't take time to like suss out the environment. They just be quick to be like, oh, I'm not single anymore. Me and this person are in a relationship.
Shawnee.
Yeah, well done.
I'm kidding. It doesn't sound right though.
It doesn't.
Anyway, yeah, sorry.
Me and this person are in a relationship, but it's like he wants to go public so quickly. What do you think about those people?
What do you mean? Huh? Sorry?
It's like we are now in a relationship, yeah? Right,
correct.
And it hasn't been a year. It hasn't been 2 years. It's been weeks, but you're like, oh, we've taken pictures, obviously, and like, but why don't you post our pictures? But why don't you post our pictures?
Some people just aren't built like that.
I've been in situations where we're not even in a relationship. We're literally just talking, but it's going well. And because I'm a person that posts pictures a lot, pictures of myself, because I'm a babe. Mm-hmm. And guys will just be like,
sorry. I'm lacking here. Sorry.
It's all right. Second. I'm done.
Round of applause for the babe.
The thing is, yeah, I've been in a situation where I post pictures of myself, and let's say I've gone out with a guy on that day, and then he'll be like, didn't we go out on that day? I'll be like, yeah. He goes, but we took pictures. Why didn't you post? Because listen, huh? Listen, Jason is not allowed to know about you yet. You need to calm down, brother. Listen,
there's always someone out there that I will never tell him about your existence.
Are you crazy?
As far as he's concerned, I've been single my whole life.
As far as he's concerned, I'm a virgin, bro. He's gonna be the first person. as far as what is the word?
As far
as he's concerned.
I'm tired.
The V card has sealed again.
Lord of mercy.
What is that exercise? I'll come and I'll do that.
Kegels.
I don't know the word.
Am I gonna say kegels?
I don't know how to say
it. Nah, sorry. There's always a babe out there.
Are you crazy?
As much as I speak about honesty and telling, you know, if a guy asks you questions, you what's the harm in telling? There's a harm.
I'll tell you the truth, because you see me, I'm the type of person, I snake on myself freely.
No, that's
I'll be
not
like, oh, did I not tell you? Oh, okay, I'm telling you now.
Okay, let me tell you, sit down, story time.
Me and this person, ABCD. But the thing is, yeah, people are so quick, like, we've just been talking for minutes, seconds, milliseconds.
Yeah.
And you just want me to be posting you and zooming you onto my social media. Like, we're not going to do that. Maybe because you haven't seen a babe like me, I understand, and you want to, you know. And you just want to be seen with me. I understand that. But it's a bit annoying, just a bit, when you ask me to formally put you on social media. I have family there, bro.
Sorry, if it's a snap, I don't mind.
I mind.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You as well. Unless, I don't mind.
Unless I block everyone from seeing it by yourself. Because listen,
after God fear woman. And this is me telling you, trust me, you should be very scared. Some of us are wicked. I speak for myself.
No, but it's not being wicked. You need to think about it in the logics of, I am still single and searching.
No, seriously, so you can't be ruining my market. You can't do that.
She
Sorry.
Took the words.
You can't ruin my market.
Like,
because there's a babe out there I'm supposed to be seeing next week, and now I'm posting you.
Exactly.
I have a whole date next week. I can't post you.
I can't. The picture's nice, even tomorrow. The picture's nice.
Put it as your screensaver if you like.
Don't do. Like, imagine if his mom knows my mom. Please don't. Me, I'm very.
Honestly,
but even when we're out and you're snapping, I'm the one that ducks. No, because
I get scared even just being out.
I mean, like,
someone might see you,
or I make sure I say, bro, in the snap. Because if I say, bro, what are you gonna do?
You delete the snap. Exactly. That's why it just ruined the vibe.
You delete the snap, or you keep it, and then I'll be like, oh, but I was like. But I called him bro. Me and him are bros. We're just friends. Like, what?
Anyway,
I don't get what you mean.
What was I saying? I wasn't saying anything, but...
You were saying?
My stance on this. I don't know what I'm chatting about, guys. I'm just waffling at this point. But I feel like my attitude changes. Or subconsciously, I'm like, ooh, can I like this? Can I like that? How is this person going to receive it? But then I'm like, I'm not doing it to... antagonize them or send shots. It's just, if I was single, this is a post I would have liked and retweeted or shared on my story.
Yeah, but you're not single. That's where the problem gets in.
Okay, do you want to come close to the mic?
You're not single. That's where the problem comes in. Because if you're single, that's fine. But you're not single, now what?
But there's no harm in the post.
There is a harm.
Which is what?
You're not single.
Okay.
You have someone else's feelings to consider. Before it was just you by yourself in the hybrid highway. Sorry. You were alone. You were alone in the highway, but now you have a whole person. You have someone to consider. You can't just come and now be like, "Oh, you know what? Yeah. Let me post this because it's funny and this is what I'd be posting if I was single." Thank you. Well done for posting if you would be single, but you're not there anymore. Good. But that's where I said understanding needs to come from, because if you guys don't come and now understand the person that you're going to be with, you look at Tammy, it's like, oh, she's pretty. Let me ask her out. Listen, pretty people also have baggage, Joe.
Lots of it.
They don't just be there.
You know what? Nowadays, I'm not even looking for someone I can tolerate. I'm looking for someone that can tolerate me. I've changed my whole stance.
Bro, when I was telling you.
I've changed my whole stance.
I was having a conversation with a guy and I was like, I am difficult. Nah, I'm hard.
I'd be hot cake.
I'm hot. Like, imagine the guy went to me. No, you're very...
People tell me, oh, you're
very humble.
You know, you're very chill. You're so chill. Like, I can be myself. I'm judging I'm judging you.
I'm chilled.
I'm judging you.
I'm trying to see how much I can get out of you. Listen, I'm not chilled at all.
I can't lie to you. I'm actually a difficult person to deal with.
I'm so bad. Guys. I am the type of person that actually, I feel like I've come to the point where I need to confess. I will make plans with you just to block you on the day.
No, mine is not even that. It's just my attitude towards you.
What do you mean?
It's very hot and cold sometimes.
How?
You see how you call me, let's go cinemas. I'll say, no, I need to go sleep. And then I'll call you 2 hours later. Let's go cinema.
Yes, you do that. I don't know why.
I just wasn't in the mood at that time when you asked me.
And then she'll be like, oh, I just got this idea. Let's go. I'm there like, did I not? It's okay. Sometimes I'm just like, I swear I came up with this, but it's fine.
It's easy for your friends to go with it. But what man is dealing with this 24/7? Because I don't live with my friends.
There are men that will handle that.
Yeah, but you shouldn't.
You shouldn't. See, that's the problem.
I don't
want
you to.
That's why singleness is still here.
Like, I do. I want you to understand, but, you know, in the understanding, you're also correcting me and telling me,
I hate a man that's a people pleaser.
Exactly.
A man that's a people pleaser pisses my nerves off. Like, you actually upset me. Like, you have taken it upon yourself to please everyone.
You're just accepting everything I throw your way.
Exactly.
It's not nice.
Now,
I abuse you. That's what's going to happen. I know I can come and throw my tantrums and you're not going to do anything about it.
Exactly. You're just going to let it slide and then that's when people start talking.
No, it's not even let it slide. You might even get pissed off, but I know you're not going anywhere. For the time being, anyway. I can actually milk this
toxic
cow for as long
much.
As I need to.
Toxic yeah. much.
Yes, sir.
You know what? I was in a relationship. Yeah. I'll just call it that. We'll go with it.
There's a lot of people I need to erase from
But it's okay. It's alright. So I was in a relationship with this guy, and a lot of people thought, like, especially even my friends, they were like, oh, the way you talk to him is not nice, blah blah blah.
Who Oh my god, I forgot what we were doing.
This is no private conversation. This is hundreds of people listening. Come down with your mouth, okay? So I was in a... Oh my God. I was in a relationship with this guy, right? And everyone was like, oh, you talk to him a certain way. Like, you need to stop the way you talk to him, blah, blah, blah. He's going to leave you and whatnot. Well, he left me anyway. I left him, but it's okay. But the thing is, with our relationship, we were literally two opposites.
Yeah.
He was very chilled and I was very loud. I still am very loud. And the thing is, when people were like, oh, he's going to leave you, blah, blah, blah. If we needed to sort anything out, he would always do it privately.
Yeah.
But the thing is with me, if you piss me off there and then, I'm going to tell you there and then, because I'm just like, I'm not understanding why we need to do it later on. Because my nerves are angry now. Later on, I'm not going to have the same I'm not going to have the same heat later on. So I just need you to know right there, right now, like, you have upset me and I need you to understand that you need to correct it.
Yeah, but it's how you deliver that upsetness.
No, being with him, like, over time, I learned to calm down a bit.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, you can't be 10-10. It's like every time... I was in a situation where, like with my ex, where I kept on doing this whole thing of like, when I shout, he shouted. Shouted is a word.
Shouted, yes. He shouted at you.
Yeah, so we were both shouting at each other consistently. So coming from that situation to meeting someone that does not shout or does not give you that energy.
I feel bad.
It made me humble. Because
no, it really does.
Yeah.
Because I don't have
it. Humble.
It's like you're attacking someone that's not even defending themselves.
Because, you know, he used to say things like this, yeah. He would be like, if my mom was sitting with us right there, would you speak to me with the same energy?
I beg, your mom's not here.
Yeah, but the way he's saying it is so calm and so chilled. So I'm just there like, no. Then he's like, so why would you give me that energy? Like, if I was speaking to you the exact same way in private and in public, would that be right? We're like, no. That, so something needs to change. And it changed over time because you put me in my place. I like that, you know? But if I shout...
No, it's not even putting me in my place. You're basically teaching me how to deal with you.
It's what partnership is about, really.
Mm.
Yeah. You just... You learn the person, you correct the person, and then you guys move on. Not swiftly, but you move on with the flow. But
it's not always swiftly.
The thing is, yeah, when it comes to like putting relationships on social media, I tried it once and it only lasted 4 months.
I think I remember.
Like, he was a pretty boy, so I didn't mind posting.
Have I done it?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, you have.
I did.
But,
three
but
times.
It didn't, like, I. The thing is, when it comes to my sweet friend.
She's about to roast me.
I used to laugh when she posts because they would never last the 24 hours.
Wouldn't
the
it?
Post never lasted 24 hours. Shit. I swear to God.
Yes, they would.
I will go back. And it's gone.
Maybe
and
you went, maybe it's been more than 24 hours.
Maybe. But when I went back, it was not there. And I was just like, poor guy. Sometimes I look at my friends and I'm like, I feel so sorry for these men because, headache.
Oi, listen, it's not easy.
It's actually not.
I am not easy. It's actually bad. It's so annoying.
It is.
I get tired of myself sometimes. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I get tired of myself. I'm like, can you fix the fuck up? Why are you in a bad mood?
My headphones are fucking up as well.
It's not even like being in a bad mood. It's just, you just need to separate yourself from yourself, if that even makes sense.
And how would I go about that?
Sleep. Mm. That's literally the only thing. I always do this, like do a 20-minute power nap and then wake up and restart. Just be like the day starting again. That's why I ask myself, oh, what time is it? Because I'm starting again.
Yeah.
If I have a bad day, I'm going to sleep again just to wake up again. Just to have, you know, a better day. Because I'm not allowing my stupidness to take over.
Listen, been dead on that. It's not cute. It's not nice.
But you know what's crazy, yeah? What was it? Social media. Oh my God. Social media and boyfriends. Yeah. I have to say this one. This was a very, very... This was the end of my relationship.
I can't lie. I've always seen this embarrassment.
This...
That's all I've seen. This is what scares me about posting a man. Because you could be... Bro. I'm here snapping, posting you. And then
you have those
month.
Hating family members that will be like, oh, you guys are still together. You guys still together. Oh, you guys broke up. Aww.
Oh my God. I'm
it's
at the
right.
age where people ask me when I'm going to get married.
Please. They already asked me if I'm married.
They are asking me, when are you going to get... Does it look like I'm ready? Huh? Look at my face. I have a baby face.
What does that have to do with age?
No.
Age is growing. Your face might be there, but the age is going up.
You know I don't feel my age.
I don't.
I feel like I'm 19.
I feel like a 14-year-old.
No, I really feel like I'm 19.
Mate, my old. See, I'm even calling her my older sister. My little sister looks at me sometimes. She's like,
are you age?
Who's older here, me or you?
Oh my God, this is what me and my sister have been debating. Why are you such a mess? As in the room. I'm just being irresponsible around the house.
Bro. Yeah, no. I just feel I'm not my age. So I am my age, but I'm not.
I don't feel like I am.
Yeah. At times I can be. When you lie to me, please, I remember how old I am quickly.
The formative. Fucking age.
The formative. The formalness.
Listen, when someone pisses me off, I'm here doing comma, semicolon, full stop. I'm even separating
Listen,
my paragraphs.
Yeah. When was it? The other day. So me and this person used to be friends and we used to talk and blah, blah, blah. I decided to block them because of their energy and whatnot.
Bad energy.
And then the thing is with when male friends are just weird in general. So coming in now. Yeah. So we have a nice conversation and we're like, all right, cool. Like, you know, I'll chat to you later because I was busy. I was like, I'll call you when I'm finished doing what I'm doing. He's like, all right, cool. So I call him back. I'm like, oh, hey, I'm done. Like, what's up? Like, what are you doing? And blah, blah, blah. I'm trying to have a casual conversation. He goes, hello, is this important? Ah! Yo, I can't even say your mom because your mom's my auntie, but
Wow, that is rude.
I was just like,
was you not the one that called me earlier on?
I was like, I didn't ask. I just ended the call. And then the next day, my guy has the nerve to say, good morning. Sorry about yesterday. I was in a bad mood. I said, good morning. Let that be your last time hearing from me again. Goodbye. Damn. Full stop.
Damn.
But I'm just tired. Anyway, back to the story that I was going to say. Social media and boyfriends, yeah. When me and my ex-relationship was ending, this is how it ended. It actually ended because of social media.
Oh, God.
So
oh
God. What had happened was we had reached our peak.
One lovely evening.
Was it? It started in the morning, actually.
I think it was cloudy on that day, in fact.
It was. It rained from my eyes.
And the skies.
And, like, the Lord was feeling my mood.
So things are broken, or... Okay, we're back.
So, basically, what had happened was, I woke up in the morning, and then this random Snapchat had added me. And I'm there thinking, what the fuck? Like, who is this?
Yeah.
And then I'm speaking to the person. I'm like, who are you? You know, just getting to know them. Like, sussing them out. Like, who are you? Like, what's up with you?
Yeah.
Type of thing. And then the person's basically telling me who they are, and then they send me pictures of themselves speaking, like, you know, he's like, oh, I'm a footballer and whatnot. And I was just like, oh, okay, cool. So what are you doing here? I was fully like, what are you doing here, type of thing. And then he was there like, oh, like, I like you, blah blah blah. I was like, where'd you get my snap from? It's a bit weird, like, you have added me out of nowhere. So then I go to the pictures again and I look at it like properly and I'm like, wait, isn't this Thing's friend that she's talking to? So I'm a bit confused.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is Thing's friend. So then I'm like, what the hell? So I call my friend and I'm like, yo, why is your friend moving? Yeah, like, why is he moving to me, type of thing? My friend was like, what the hell? Are you sure it's him? I was like, yeah, like, he sent me pictures of himself, blah, blah, blah. So then she was like, oh, you know what, just carry on the conversation. What's he saying? I was like, oh, he basically wants to meet up, like, go get food and whatnot. So then I went to her like, what the hell? Like, that's a bit weird. Like, if he's talking to you, this is a bit strange.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then she was like, just continue the conversation and say you want to meet up with him and blah, blah, blah.
And that is where you go wrong.
This is where I went wrong.
You as a person that's in a relationship, helping someone who's single.
Exactly. So obviously, I'm now like, yeah, we can meet up, blah, blah, blah. I come now and I have like 8 missed calls. They're thinking,
Jesus,
did my boyfriend collapse at uni? Like, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, hello, babe, you okay? It's like, so that's how you want to do it? Yeah, that's how you want to do it. You're out here meeting guys. You're out here meeting guys. That's how you want to do it. Fine, cool. I'm there like, breathe. Mind you, I had a presentation that morning.
Oh,
so I'm going in the presentation, like, my whole heart is beating like chicken and chips. Like, but really? Go with the flow. Okay. Popcorn, I meant to say. So I was just there like, oh my, like, he's talking and I'm there like, what?
What are you even talking about?
I was like, no, that wasn't me. I was like, I'm trying to say that wasn't me, but that wasn't even the person either. That was flipping my man. My man had catfished me that he's someone else to catch me out. And I was there thinking, we've come a long way. And this is when you want to do catfish business.
To break up with you.
I know. It's so sad. But it is what it is, man. So then, obviously, I was just like, wait, what? What are you talking about?
How do you even know about
this? And then he was like, it was me, blah, blah, blah. You're out here. You want to meet men, blah, blah, blah. I was there like, men? At this time, I was 19. I was like, babe, men?
As if you don't know what that is.
No, because I was there like, babe, men? Why am I meeting men? I was gullible. It's sad. I was like, why am I meeting men?
Me being me, I would have like, what men? Like, where? When?
I'm like, babe, you know what? After thing, I'm going to come to yours. We're going to sort this out. We're going to talk. No, I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you, blah, blah, blah. So I went, I sat down, and I started breathing. Because I had a presentation. I was next as well.
You had
so it's them ones focus, there where I was there focus. Like,
you don't even have time to feel this is
my
emotions.
Yeah, it had to do, it was my grade. So I had to fix my whole life up in that moment in time.
Numb yourself then
so
and
I
there.
Was just there like I fully breathed. I looked left, I looked right. And then I was just like, all right, cool, let me do this. I done my presentation. After the presentation, after the lesson was finished,
yeah.
I was just there like, what the fuck? So I call him back and then he had blocked me.
Yay.
I was there like,
Nah, the way your heart drops even more.
We were happy the day before.
24 hours ago.
Yeah, maybe 24, like
less than
16
that.
Hours ago. Bruh. We were all the way happy. So I'm there like,
you were at least.
I was happy apparently. And then obviously I just went to him like, we're going to sort this out because I don't know what the F you think happened or is going on. But you need to calm the fuck down and don't. This is when he saw another side of me because I've always been the babe.
Man, babe.
Yeah, I've always been like, babe. I was like, you need to shut the fuck up and because you're not, I was like, you're not ending my relationship.
How many years was we going to?
One.
There was reaching 1 year. My girl was trying to celebrate.
Bro, it was the next week, you know. Yeah, he really did not want me as well. He did not have money to give me a present. That would have been okay, bruv.
Nah,
he mocked it. He actually mocked it.
He said,
so then obviously, I call up my friends, and like, you couldn't talk because you're in sixth form. So I was just like, oh my God, like, what's going on? My life is over. So then obviously, my friend's house was literally next to my college. So I went to my friend's house. I went to her. I was just like, I just got her pillow. Oh, bro, this girl had white pillowcases and I had my makeup.
Jesus.
She's like, Maria, you're so lucky you're heartbroken because...
my fucking pillowcases, babes. I need to
see. She was like,
that.
You're happy you're brokenhearted because...
You're happy?
No, she's like, what did I say?
You say you're happy.
Lucky,
you're
sorry.
Even I'm confused and I'm following the story along. I mean, I was partially there, but damn.
I'm lucky I'm brokenhearted because if I wasn't...
It would have been a problem.
I was like, you can fix your pillow. I can't fix my relationship. I just kept on doing the madness. And then my friend was like, you know what? Give me the phone. So she got the phone and she started texting and she's like, I was there like, please don't be rude to him.
See how nice women are and soft and cute.
We're actually dumb, bruv.
Like,
I literally went to her, please don't be rude.
Don't
to
cuss
him
out.
Like, don't cuss him out
don't,
because, you know.
Like, don't fuck it up even more.
Yeah, don't do that. So then, obviously, the next day, mind you, we have been together for a while. So now I know your schedule.
Yeah.
So I know what time you leave home. I know what time you come back. I know what time you get the train. I know what time everything happens. Because you have to do everything on the clock because where his uni was and where he lived did not match. So he had to do long journey.
He had to be on time.
Exactly.
On point, I mean.
So I was just like, okay, cool. He's leaving home at 9 o'clock. Maria be at, he's at 6:30. I was at 6:30.
What time did you wake up and leave your house?
We live not far from each other.
So you left at 6?
Yeah, no. We don't live... We live like 10 minutes away. So I left like 6... Bro, what does the time matter? So I went... Bear jarring, bro.
I'm just trying to establish a scenario here. Do you get what I mean?
Fucking hell. What's the numbers and the statistics? Hey, let me tell the people the story.
I'm trying to paint a picture. Fucking well,
it
for myself,
a rainy
at
morning.
Least.
It actually was
a rainy. It was cloudy on that week. Mm-hmm. I remember it was cold
as
well.
I fully went. Yeah, I started banging on the door, and then like his neighbor came out and he's like, "Oh, you're right."
I can officially say that was the most embarrassing moment of your life.
It was. It actually was.
It was.
It was so embarrassing. His neighbor came out and was like, "Oh, hi." Like everyone knew me at this point. And I was like, you're right. I was like, yeah, I think he's sleeping. Do you mind letting me in? So neighbor gave me the key. I went in. Please, we're sitting up. We're talking about this. He was sleeping. I sat down and I waited for him to wake up. Oh, my God. We're going. He was like, what are you doing here? Like, he was on 10. My guy came up.
Is. When he woke up on smoke?
He woke up on smoke. What are you doing here? Blah, 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 blah. And they're like, you're not speaking to me. I was like, you're not speaking to me like that.
I need to find a way.
I was like, you are not speaking to me like that.
We need to communicate properly over here.
What the hell? You can't just come to me and think it's okay to come and say all of that thing to me. And then, bro, when I say...
all of that thing. You couldn't find your words.
I couldn't find my words. And because, you know, them days... Listen, English is not my first language, so I struggled with a lot of things.
Yeah.
I tended to speak in Luganda. So he'll be like, huh? Then I don't have to translate what I'm saying.
Nah, that's fucking long. What the hell?
Bruh, it's like, I got a bit like, please.
No, I got it.
Our ears.
Oh, sorry.
It got to a point where I was just like, you know what, yeah? You need to understand me in a native language. Like, you need to be on the same page as me.
It's like when you're watching a show in subtitles. Was it in dub when you're supposed to be in subtitles? You don't get the same emotion.
Yeah.
Because the way they speak, bro, and the way their mouth is moving is not matching.
No, it's not matching. You need to get the word. So I'll switch and then he'll be like, what are you even saying? I was like, I'll be like, sit down. I don't get this. Like... we were so... I called you this morning. I called him to wake him up. I'm very nice girlfriend, I am.
Mm.
And then you're coming with me with this whole strategy of, oh, we're breaking up?
Why?
What
are
the
you
fuck
doing that?
Do you think you would? I went to him, listen, I have never in my life sat with someone and planned my whole future until I got to the age of 90. Because, you know... We might not live until 90, but we planned our lives until 90. You know, this is what we're gonna do. I've never done that, and now you want to come and end it because it's not supposed to be a mutual decision.
No, it's not.
And then he was like,
"You're not part of it."
He was like, "Now, listen, yeah, I have an exam. We're not gonna do this right now." I was like,
"Oh, but when I had the presentation, you didn't care."
I was like, "We're gonna do this right now because I had a presentation. You knew I had a." When I say this person knew every single second of my life, it was mad. I was like, you knew I had a presentation. You chose to do that then. So we're going to do this now. Fuck up my education. I'll fuck up yours. Let's do
we're
it.
We're all going to fail.
And then he's like, since when did you start talking like this to me? I was like, since when did you start shouting at me? That's where the problem is. Ooh. I was like, since I started talking to you like this, is the same since that you started shouting at me.
So where does social media come into this?
Social media is the reason.
Yeah,
because I used to obviously post back then, but the thing is I would take pictures with him, he would ask for the pictures to be posted, and I'll be like no,
and he thought that because of that you had someone else.
But yeah, but the thing is, even when I asked for pictures to be posted, he would say no. So why do you expect the pictures to be posted on my side and not on your side?
What's that word?
Love does not make me okay.
Controlling.
I was about to say love does not make me crazy, but it does. And then he told me to get out of his house. So I got out, but I got out crying. I went to uni. I mean, college. I did my shit. I went back home and I was like, nah, he's going to hear me today. So I went back and then his mom was at home. So I couldn't do the madness. So I stood across the street and I was like, I'm outside your house. You either come out or I'm going to bang the door. And then he came to the window and he was like, I was like, so no. When are you going to talk to me? When are you going to talk to me? He goes, not today. I was just like, now that I'm older and I think about it, I'm there like, yeah, social media might have had a reason, but you initially wanted to break up with me anyway. But well done. You got there in the end. You know, you came back, but you got there in the end.
That situation still doesn't make sense to me to this day.
At what
point did he think he was cheating or who put it in his head?
Oh, listen. At the point that he thought I was cheating, right? So... before me and him got together, yeah, the way he got my snap, he got it from his friend who got it from his friend who I was talking to on Instagram.
Okay.
Long story. So then me and this friend met up and we kissed. We had a kiss, but I did not know they were friends.
Okay.
Because but I didn't did. Share my... Yeah, he knew that they were friends.
And that he, what said friend went out with you and had a kiss, but yet he still pursued you. And now he has a problem.
No, no, no. He didn't know that we had at that time.
Yeah.
So he found out like 8 months in. So 8 months in is when I met the like friends and whatnot. Yeah.
And then the
so,
friends saw
so
you and
there
was
like,
ooh.
I went to my friend. I went to my, I was like, isn't that, My friend's like, why do they know each other?
Why do they?
I was there like, oh, okay. So obviously I told him like ASAP because I was not trying to let the boy.
Yeah.
You know what?
I don't need
is,
you to be the one to tell the story. So,
Mate. So then obviously after I said that, I triggered something. So after I said that, he then had a dream that I went to a hotel with someone. And then obviously at that time I worked in a hotel for a week, so I snapped the hotel. So he called me on some madness. So in his head apparently it was building up anyway. I was just like,
In your head for sure, but not in real life.
I was just like, you know what, yeah, you've chosen not to trust me, blah, 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 it's okay. But now it's okay anyway. I don't mind. That's why, like, I think it's more healthy when you guys are not on social media.
Yeah,
like
because you're not always checking
Instagram.
Their stuff to see what they're saying or ain't saying or liking or what do you call it, sharing.
We can have each other on Instagram, but I don't know about because
I need someone to send memes and stuff.
Exactly, like I can't be screenshotting all the time. That's just long.
Not even at. I'm not screenshotting at all.
That's long.
Just go and check the
like,
conversation.
Babe, oh my god, go on Insta. But
But bottom line is with that story, don't help your friend. If you know you're in a relationship, don't continue talking to someone because they're also talking to your friend and da 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 da.
No, boy. But it's an understandable situation. He just wanted to break up with me. Let's just say it as it is.
Yeah, it is. But if that weren't the case...
Because I'm not
going to
lie. Okay, yeah.
It would have actually looked mad.
It would have...
Because you could have just told your friend... Because you could have just screenshotted him asking you to go...
And
to meet up with him,
man.
Send it to your friend, and she sends it to him. Like, so is this what you're doing? So they can confront
each
other.
No, I did. So I screenshot this. Bro, this is why man wanted to end the relation.
You even showed it to him?
The ship sank as well. Yeah. I sent it to him. I was like, lol, babe, look. He did not reply. I'm there thinking, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, he definitely wanted to end the relationship. There was no saving it. Sorry,
there was
saving
it. It's all right.
There was no saving grace in that one. He just wanted to end the shit.
But that's fine.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. On that note, though, when it comes to, like, social media, I say you have to understand each other in human form before you understand each other on social media.
But even when you do understand each other on social media, that person could be singing a different tune.
That's true, but you need to know why you're with them. That's the main thing.
And they need to know to respect you as well.
Yeah, but you need to let those grounds be followed. Like, babe, I don't respect if you do A, B, C, D, E, F, G. And I don't respect if you do A, B, Z, whatever the letters go up to. I found myself saying G after.
You set your boundaries.
Yes.
No, these are your non-negotiables and so on.
Exactly.
And so forth.
These are things that I can deal with. These are things I can't.
Don't tell me.
Yeah. It's not a control thing. It's just, you know, and when it comes to like posting each other on socials, let's calm down before we do that. Like, let it be. Yeah, you can, you know, post each other in that. That's not a problem.
Yeah, it's definitely not a problem.
But it's an issue when it comes to the sense of everyone's going to know your business or be in your business.
I mean, people be in your business if you let them.
And
you can just post a picture, people ask who that is. It's like,
don't
worry about it.
One thing I nearly forgot, everyone has a past. I saw this TikTok. This girl got into a relationship with this guy. She's posting him, oh, you've made me the happiest, blah, blah, blah. And then another girl basically stitched it. And she was like, did you know that he has two kids and me? pregnant, waiting at home, that he's making you so happy.
Well, of course she didn't. Or did she? Just,
no, she didn't.
Okay, so why is she doing that? So go confront the man.
I was just there like, wow.
Why do you feel the need to embarrass the woman?
That's the situation where I was just like, wow. Because she went through this like whole traumatizing relationship with her ex. Now she's found this right guy.
So-called
right guy. But then obviously he came out and said, yes, me, I got that woman pregnant, but I don't love her. We're not together. That's literally it. We're not together. We're not in a relationship. I don't know why she did what she did, blah, blah, blah. Because he had to explain himself. This is the video. The video from like, the video that the girl made got like 2 million likes. Shit, so now that he had to come around. Out.
That's exactly. Just likes. It's not even the amount of times he got shared.
So now he has to come out and come and now, you know, you need to explain yourself, because if you're pissing off a lot of women.
No, seriously.
You're pissing a lot.
Because at this point, we're invested. We need to know.
On that note, guys, take care. Stay off social media sometimes. Focus on the person that's in front of you.
Like, comment, and share. Spotify, Apple Podcast.
Bye, guys.